Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrews.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrews.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom, shalom, my sisters. Bless each of you. I'm the host tonight, Sister Ashley, right here in Tennessee. I greet you in the beloved name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. I read to you Isaiah 40. It says, have you not known, have you not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is he weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to him that has no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Glory. Hallelujah. I praise him. I bless his holy name that we're once again gathered tonight for a show on Sister to Sister. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Give me sound checks. Hallelujah. We're going to jump to Georgia and hear from Sister Jennifer. Bless y'all. Go ahead, sis.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ashley. Blessings to you. And, you know, after reading that passage from Isaiah, we literally could end the show. It is really just such a blessing and an encouragement just to be able to read Yah's word and to have it minister to your heart and to encourage you. So blessings to you, daughters of Zion. This is Sister Jennifer with Straightway Georgia. I thank you all for tuning in for another episode of Sister to Sister, and I pray everyone can hear me. It looks like we've got tens on you, Sister Ashley, and I see tens coming in on me. So we can go ahead and proceed.
Hallelujah. I want to acknowledge our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of all living things. I thank him for my life, and I thank him greatly for my deliverance, which is still an ongoing process that I will never, never stop or give up on as long as he is patient with me
and continues to finish the work that he started.
I bless his holy name for our shepherd and for each of you who are coming to this truly great awakening. It's happening right now. And I bless his name that we're able to be a part of it.
I'm so thankful for the truth and for the eyes to see and ears to hear the truth.
I'm thankful to not be left in any mindset that is contrary to his ways. I'm really grateful for those who are willing to sacrifice and live communally so that we may all bond together, fitly joined together. I'm very thankful. I also wanted to thank our shepherd. I consider some of the topics that is very extensive on what he covers on YouTube, which if you notice is a very, it's a fishing tool right now. And YouTube is not given the meat that he's able to give to those who are on Patreon or those who are his, you know, his disciples indeed, those that are close to him. But nevertheless, on YouTube alone, you can find things about, you know, recently he did a video on how to protect yourself as a woman during a mass shooting. He also has always talked about stashing silver and stacking food. You know, you find information about a marriage license and unlawful entries, police killings, Iran, the debtor's prison video that he warns us about. Of course, he has his live Patreon or his live Facebook that he's able to go on now. He's got his YouTube channel. He's got the StraightwayTruth.com and the online church that we listen to every Shabbat, traveling to the Hebrews to Negroes. You know, it's just an endless wealth of wisdom that we're able to hear, even if it's just something to spark your own research and really digging into the truth behind so many matters. So I'm very, very grateful, though he's very stretched thin, and I honestly sometimes don't know how much more he could even handle. But at the same time, he does a great job, and that'll always be my testimony of him. I'm thankful to him as a father and as a shepherd for the love that he has over his people and over myself, especially and specifically, because he is a mediator and a reason why I will face the Messiah as my king. I thank my husband greatly because he'll work all day, and he'll come home to serve the body of Christ. And he's done it for, you know, over 21 years. Greatly submitted man with no kick or offense in him. He'll come home and be a father, you know. He doesn't just clock out when he comes home. He's made very critical decisions for his family. And one of the very, very special attributes about he and I personally is that he's poured into me hope. And hope is something that as women you might lack or fall short of. And until you strengthen that area, my husband, for me, has been very hopeful and just poured it into me so that that would be an area, that, a tool that I could use against the enemy. So I'm very, very thankful for the hope that he's given me. I'm thankful to everyone who tonight hears the sound of my voice and is, you know, is honored to be amongst us and to listen to tonight's show. Very grateful that the Father has, with some of us, taken us very, very, very much higher than where we used to be. And the anointing and the power that he's given us, the strength he's given us, and also the presence of his spirit and his eyes like fire that he's placed in our lives, that fear that we know he's watching, we know he's listening, and we don't want to mess up with our Father. We really don't want to displease him. So I bless this holy name, Sister Jennifer, for you and all the saints there in Georgia. Thanks again to everyone giving us your ear. Bless you, Mother Muncie, Mother Beasley. Bless you, Mother Carol, and all the beloved house of Pastor Charles Dow Jr. Thank you, Jennifer, for tuning in, listening in, and always being willing to be a co-host every fifth day night. Shalom, and you go right ahead, Sister. What's on your heart?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, blessings to you. And I just want to acknowledge the Most High for his covenant that he made with us, you know, and that he never will break, for always being so true to his word. And I'm thankful for his faithfulness and his loving commitment and for his word, you know, which is so precious that he's placed it in our hearts and it keeps us. That is what truly keeps us, you know, his law in our heart, his word in our heart from such a perverse world. And I'm so thankful for that. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for just for being such a selfless example for the Father. You know, I had the honor of going with him for the Maryland, D.C., Virginia meeting, and so many were blessed. You know, so many were connected, and so many people were able to come together, and now they're able to fellowship. And, you know, it truly is an honor to just be under the headship of a husband who genuinely loves Yah. And the fruit of that love shows in his life and everything that he does every single day. And it just truly is an honor to be under him. And finally, I just want to acknowledge Pastor Dowell, our shepherd, a leader who works nonstop for Yah by laboring for the people. You know, the messages that he puts out, you know, it's just so full of life. The messages on Patreon, on YouTube, they have truly been penetrating to the heart. And thank you, Pastor Dow, for loving us enough to bring nothing but the truth with no fillers, no fluff, just straight up truth. And blessings to you and your entire family. And we love and we appreciate you all. And Sister Ashley, I just want to say that the roundtable with you and Mother Carol and Sister Victoria was very well done. It's very well needed, very well done. And I look forward to future roundtable discussions that we can watch live. And that's all I have.
Hallelujah. Thank you to everyone who watched it. We kept losing our connection on our phone. If you noticed, that one interview was, you know, chopped up a little bit, so we couldn't do anything about that. But you can get the recording on audio at our Help Meets channel, Straightway Help Meets channel. So Brother Kabir did a great interview. I also referenced Brother DeJerry's interview with Spiritual Combat. If you haven't checked out Spiritual Combat, we look forward to meeting him and his beloved wife very soon. And Spiritual Combat, please subscribe, follow, check out Brother Kabir's video. It was great. It was 3 hours, and it didn't feel like it. It just didn't. So what else? We have, of course, we have our feast coming up. Get ready for your Day of Atonement. I pulled out all my white garments already for each child, making sure everyone is taken care of, that you have the sizes you need. You know that's our custom. You have plenty of time between now and that Day of Atonement. You can find out our feast day, our calendar, and dates on straightwaytruth.com, as well as all of our newsletters. Sister Jennifer, anything with the upcoming feast, any announcements on your end?
Yes, ma'am. Just make sure that you put some money aside so that you can bring an acceptable offering to the man of Yah, to put in the hands of the man of Yah, so that you can bring items on the Be a Blessing list, so that you can bring items to Straightway, just to make sure that we're not a burden at all and that we leave them not in a depleted state, but that we can truly bless Straightway for hosting us. You know, every single year they host us, and the numbers are growing and growing and growing, right, Sister Ashley?
Yes, right, and we love to be a part of it. You know, we have a large crowd even coming this weekend. I'm thankful to live communally, which is a little bit about what we'll talk about tonight, but maybe in a different angle than you've heard before. Community talk really inspires and provokes each of you to good work, so that's why it's so motivating. But we have a large crowd coming for the weekend, so stay tuned to any videos that may be coming out And we're looking forward to seeing some of our elders here, their wives. It's just a beautiful thing. You want to move into our talk, Sister Jennifer? You want to go forward? Do you have anything else?
I'm ready, Sister Ashley. We can go forward.
Hallelujah. I'd ask, Sister, let me go to the email right now. Carell, I'd ask Sister Carell in Texas to give me an email, if she could, just answering some simple questions about her gatherings, her Shabbats, what it's like at the Straight White Houston Assembly. And I think this email, she did a great job writing it, and I think it's going to encourage some of you. Really what I'm trying to, answer tonight is the question, what do you believe? You know, you might get that question asked to you in conversation with your biological family or your even in your own heart when you're studying and you're trying to piece together some of the things that might be the truth, trying to weed out the lies you've believed. You might, you know, encounter that with your coworkers. So you might get a lot of questions based on what you believe, and oftentimes you'll feel like you need to respond with a verse and a chapter or and a message or straight to a link, straight to a video. And when you don't got that answer, then you kind of kick yourself in the butt because you feel stupid or you sound stupid or, man, I should have told them this, you know, and the answer will come later and you didn't have the answer. But I want to go a different way because at times you're not going to know that chapter and verse. And you're not going to know the answer for someone who's looking for a spiritual answer. What do you believe? What do you do? What is it like? And so I kind of want to go this way, Sister Jennifer, because it's going to take me just a moment. I'm going to acknowledge a lot of people as I speak. So it's to praise the saints. That's one reason I'm doing it. But for the other aspect, if anybody's forgotten, because there's so much to say with this topic, I hope that each of you that don't understand the tight network of a community, I hope that you'll understand a little bit more tonight, or at least just be in awe of the Most High's work amongst us. We will proceed forth tonight into, you know, reading the email and kind of going forward and handling some other even deep things that happen in the hearts of women. But we're going to start out with community talk. I want to acknowledge those that live off the land, the sisters that support the brothers that live off the land, and just kind of explain to some of you how what we do, because what we do is what we believe. And so when you want to answer somebody about what you believe, you should be able to say in action, your lifestyle is what you believe. You know, and here we believe in the fruits of the Spirit. We believe in hospitality. We believe in honoring all men. We believe in being servants to one another. We believe in the Most High being head over Yeshua. Yeshua is head over man, man over woman, and woman over child. We believe in the order of Yah, the laws of the Most High written on the tables of our heart. But what does that mean? What does that look like? And concretely, it looks like the unity and the gathering and the fellowshipping of one another. So to take that book and to actually live it is saying that I can serve you, I can do this for you, you can receive from me, etc. So first and foremost, let's start with Mother Carol, someone who, you know, cooks for the saints and gives so much. From clothes to garments to shoes to food for her own house to supplying things for people who are in need, grocery lists, and bearing the burden of the daughters of Christ. This woman is a very great, gracious example of a noble woman of Christ. So we have her in our lives. She's in prayer and fasting often. She has her own business. Of course, she grocery shops for the land weekly, and she'll choose or take different sisters with her, buying food that I have actually eaten for 11 years. So this woman is not just a fictitious, you know, where's the man of Yah's wife? You know, where's his Isha's? Who are they? You know, no, you can see the works of his house and his people. You know, our sister Vicky, who's been with Christ for, oh my goodness, many years, you know, 20 plus years, still to this day, after 20 years, she's still waking up, milking our goats 2 times a day, 7 days a week. Yes, even on the Shabbat, she handles our goats. So this woman is doing this for the people. And so we show how we believe by serving one another. You know, we have deliverances often. I work with people in after hours. You know, we work all day, and I'm not just the only one, but we'll actually, after dinner, we'll have deliverances. Someone from off the land might travel here for a deliverance during the week. We pray for each other. You know, some weeks I got 3 deliverances a week. I can't remember the last Sabbath that I didn't have anyone, and I'm sure there has been one more recent, but I'm deliverance every Shabbat. I'm 2 and 3 times a week sometimes. I'm dedicated, just as well as my sisters are, to freeing one another. You know, we have a cornfield we just harvested all together. You know, we have a school we just painted together. We have shower houses that we not only use, but we clean. You know, I have a gym to take care of. We clean it together. We have a tabernacle where the sisters clean it. This is our land. You know, we process our food after our breakfast because we eat together. And we eat our breakfast and our dinners together, so we do dishes after our breakfast and dinner. We watch each other's children. And you know when you give your child to someone else, they believe like you do, that they have their best interest in mind. You can trust with your whole heart that child will get corrected, admonished, and taken care of. We have a dining hall we clean every week. We have a kitchen we clean every week. We have canning every week. We've canned over 100 jars of salsa. We've canned over 100 jars of jalapenos. We made homemade pickles. I'm talking about just this season. We've made only 1 5-gallon bucket of sauerkraut with our cabbage because we've been eating our cabbage for dinner. We have our own green peppers we grow. We have our own beautiful celery, our own blackberries and raspberries. We've been growing squash for over a month. We have okra. We get 2 buckets. 4 days a week we harvest okra. 4 days a week we harvest green beans. 4 days a week we're in the garden every morning together, everyone, with the exception of the cook or someone who might not be able to make it. You got someone like Grandma Barb, who's been with the Father maybe 18 years, close to 20 years. Led through every kind of Christian lie there was before finding the truth, and she has constant guests coming in and out of her house every week. And with joy, she just gets the next bed ready and the next sheets ready and the next couch ready. And you're shuffling laundry and you're washing and preparing for the next person because this one just left. And you're doing that day in and day out, week after week, like a hotel, but with joy. So this is how we believe. This is what we believe, my sisters. Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, it's so true. The unity is so important in a community setting because without the unity, you're really not going to be able to accomplish anything. You can have 50 people working on a task, but if there is no unity, then you're not going to get much done. You know, you could take from those 50 people, you could take five of those people who are actually unified and work on that same task, and you'll get so much more done just because of the unity. But if you don't have any unity, then you're not going to end up in that same place of, you know, what you can accomplish together. And it's so true. You know, I think about sisters like Sister Hadassah. You know, she comes to the land and she, on her own time, will wake up as early as 4:30 a.m., you know, to assist mothers with homeschooling their children. And she has not physically birthed her own children, but she has more children than all of us, you know, than all of us put together in this home. If you just watch the care that she puts into each child, the love that she puts into each child, it is truly evident that she has more children than all of us. And I think about Sister Damaris, you know, who I've never seen a contentious spirit in her towards me. I've never seen a contentious way in her at all. You know, she has always submitted herself, always called me ma'am from the very beginning. It's never been a struggle for her because of what's in her heart is just so pure. I think about sisters like Sister Charita, who stays up late and, you know, just kind of does the cleanup tasks and the jobs that, you know, when everybody else is trying to get their husbands settled in the evening and get their families together at night, Charita is, you know, just kind of looking through the house and getting things done that the married wives could do, but she's taking it on herself so the married wives can spend time with their families. I think about, you know, Sister Chandra, who's, you know, taking care of the chickens and the chicken coop and, you know, without any complaint at all for years, shoveling chicken poop, you know, not even thinking about it being beneath her at all. There's never been a complaint from her mouth about cleaning the chicken coop, about, you know, being too dirty. She's never complained about it at all while still taking care of her tasks in the home and taking care of her family, you know, and we call her auntie, and she truly is an auntie to everyone. And so it's because of the unity, Sister Ashley, you know, really just always looking at what you can take on for somebody else and always, you know, looking at areas that may be lacking and taking care of it with no murmuring and no complaining and never thinking about you doing more than somebody else. Sister Ashley?
Good word that you brought up, which is unity, because we're really striving to unity. And in a moment, I'm going to take it a different direction with unity. But for now, it's kind of like asking yourself, you know, do I build it? Do I build unity myself? Am I a builder or am I dividing? You know, am I allowing division? Am I allowing things to be said to me that would cause division? You know, am I the one that's murmuring and complaining and being a different spot in the Feast of Our Charity? You know, am I really, really striving to lay myself down and unify myself with these women, with these sisters? There's a willingness. I'll give you an example. Here at this land, we're able to give sisters opportunities that live outside the land that are according to, you know, their service and their desires. Like we have, you know, every fourth day, Sister Hannah comes out. She's the head cook for that day, and she cooks every week. You have Sister Charmaine who cooks every week. You have, they work together, and Sister Heather who works with them as well. So there are three people that don't live on our land, and I know those of us who are tuned in tonight that are networked, we know each other by heart, by name. For those of you who don't know us by name, you might be in awe that we're actually able to say this many women's names in one show or one sentence. You're like, wow, you know that many women? That many women are faithful? You know, that many women are tied to the cause, unified in the body? Yes, absolutely. You have Sister Bobby, who's been more than a sister to me. She's been an aunt and a mom to my own sons. I've left my children with her all day, hours, from early morning to late evening. She takes them often. They play with her family, her children. She doesn't live on this land. I have two children that I've kept from the Georgia Assembly at Deacon's home for at least 2 months. And they're from Georgia. They traveled from Georgia to be with us here at this land for at least 2 months. They've been beautiful spirits. But I, as a mom, am able to say, yes, sister, I would do this for you because they need this experience. And we love them. And everything Georgia and their own mom has put into them has bear so much fruit. So we're able to share children in love. You know, I got Sister Bobby taking mine. Sister Hannah had an elder and his wife taking her daughter for a week, you know, for a fun summertime of learning, play, et cetera, et cetera. You got even our own brothers, but I could go on and on because Sister Tamika opens her house to the children who come over.
continually, and you know it's Brother Delano's home, but she's in care of it when he's gone. And you have Aja Lee living right beside of her. They're the Kentucky West Assembly. And Aja Lee is the head of the cook days for the Straightway Offland Sisters. She kind of divvies up who's going to cook what and who's going to do what for the feast when the Straightway Offland Saints get together. They have their own cook days here for the Feast of Tabernacles. So she spearheads that. She just had twins. And she gets great help from Sister Lisa, who's willing to help her with her twins. Sister Lisa also spearheads desserts and really gets in wherever she can to serve. You have Nicole from Ohio, who just followed her husband across the states to get here, who said, you know what? No one in our family, no one even knows where we are. And I'm not going to steal that whole testimony from her because I want to use it at another time. But for somebody to say, nobody knows where we even are, talk about coming out of her and setting yourself apart, that you don't even have to say, hey, here's my number and my address and here's all my connections. If you need me, this is where you can reach me. No, I'm tying myself to this body, these believers. You know, same with Sister Sakina, who lives only a few minutes away, but she doesn't live on the land. She comes out once a week, or at least once a week, because it's mostly more than that. But she's taking on the responsibility of dusting the ceilings in the dining hall, cleaning the ceiling fans, and cleaning the windows of the dining hall every fifth day, because that's the day that we all clean that facility. So she took it upon herself. Sister Nicole, living almost an hour away, has just made our first batch of jam, of jelly, from our blackberries and our raspberries. We were able to give her the jars, the canning rings, and the lids, the sugar, the berries, everything she needs, and then she can bring it back completely finished and take that off of my list, because that's what I have to do. Is one of the jobs I do is make jelly. You got Sister Victoria. Bless you. Bless you and welcome. Thank you for tuning in. We have two beautiful new visiting saints that just walked into the tabernacle. What state did you travel from?
Florida.
14 hours. You left yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And Mother, can I share your age?
71.
Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing your mother, and thank you for listening. I'll open this door so you can hear us better. Thank y'all so much. So we have brothers that are, oh, you know what, I was going to say one more thing, Sister Jennifer, about a sister that we have, which is Sister Victoria, who does not live here either, but she's able to take, y'all met her, at least saw her last week visually when we did our table talk, and she's able to do weekly and even almost daily round-the-clock care for Granny Ruth, which is Pastor's mother. And we're able to take care of her and Pastor's father without, you know, and they're older, they're in their 70s. We're able to take care of them because we should be taking care of them. And Grandma Barb also has a big responsibility with that. I have Sister Angelica, who I could ask anything and she would do it, anything. She has given me her life, literally, and she's so submitted. She's so... You know, she wants to do the preschooling. She wants to teach the little ones. She keeps them together. She works with them, takes them where she goes. I could go on and on. We got Sister Capricia, who's here from North Carolina. She's here all summer. But even for our brothers, Sister Jennifer, and I know you know this, I told you I would take just a few minutes to really give thanks and praise, but also to really prove to y'all how we believe. And I'm going to wrap it up, but I'm going to say some of the brothers, too, because so many of them need to be acknowledged, at least in my heart, because I drive by every morning on my way to the facility that we eat in, the dining hall, every morning. Since the brothers have been building the tabernacle, which is right outside where I am at, the new tabernacle, which is, you know, triple the size of the one we're in now, and there's Brother Bud every morning. 24/7. It's like he doesn't even sleep. I'm like, I don't know when or how he sleeps. He is on the roof or he's doing something nonstop. And, you know, you got Brother JC, who, you know, Deacon just reached out and said, hey, brother, he's an electrician. You know, he's a certified electrician. So Deacon was like, hey, brother, we got two brothers traveling here from another community. They're coming to help us
in our own tabernacle, Brother Jordan and Brother Ryan. They're coming from Praise Land up where Brother Kabir is. They're going to come down. I need you to put this ceiling fan and this light in the room they're going to be staying in.
Man, Brother JC did it like the very next evening.
He works all day. He come home, install everything that they would need. They were just installing an AC for them as well, just getting that room ready for them so that it's great experience for them, just taking care of the body. Brother Brett fixes everybody's car, you know. You got Elder Becker returning phone calls day in and day out, hundreds of calls a year. This is his life. It's all he does is just speak to the saints, take on their burdens and their problems, and try to give them answers. And then he clocks out of that, and he goes and jumps on the backhoe. He's on the backhoe all day. This is how we believe. This is how we show how we believe. Then you have Brother Chris, who travels from Kentucky, who comes and does, I don't know, 150 to 190 hours worth of bulldozer work for us, knocking down trees, clearing paths for our future buildings, the things we're going to do on the land. But he dedicates, he leaves his family, and he leaves his job, and he's also a business owner, to come spend that many days, that many hours, traveling back and forth as the bulldozer was broke one day. Then it rained, and then all these hindrances, he's traveling back and forth from Kentucky to here. So our brothers on this land, they are our builders. They're our plumbers. They're our security team. They sweep and mop the dining hall, our facilities. They mow the grass. It's continual work, continual. You'll never see someone, I hope you'll never see, and I know I can name them, sitting for coffee and tea time at the table, just enjoying life, kicking back. It's you eat, you get up. I train my boys. Angelica trains her boys, and we say that knowing that they belong to our masters. Get up, take care of the table, get going. Do what you need to do next, you know? Find someone. Get a job. Help out. I'm willing to teach children, you know? I'm willing to teach children that aren't my own. I would love to teach everyone's child if it was in my capabilities. I would have a schoolhouse for hundreds of little Israelite children. I love them that much. But I can't, in my capabilities, of course, do that. But our bond and our unity is very tight. And I'm gonna wrap it up, Sister Jennifer. I'm done with that. But I think I said enough before we move on. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment. You know, you're mentioning the off-land saints. And, you know, the off-land saints really are coming in ready to assist. And we experience that here. You know, they come in ready to help with whatever is needed, ready to learn, ready to jump in and take care of exactly what we need, and they're just ready to serve. They don't come in like they're too important to serve. They don't come in and put their feet under the table, you know, like they're entitled or worthy of everybody else working, but, you know, they just sit. That's not what I'm seeing, you know, and I'm very pleased with the off-land saints that have come in, and their hearts are just true and pure toward the Father. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And so you made me think of the Indiana brothers. You know, we have some brothers from Indiana that actually have traveled here, minimal sleep, traveled hours to get here to work all day with our brothers, to eat a quick dinner here and head back and jump back on the road for many, many hours to return back home and go to their own jobs. And as I said, we have two brothers here now from another community that's helping us build our future tabernacle because they have drywall experience and we have bare bones work crew. You know, we got three or four brothers now that are able to actually work on the land continually day in, day out. So they're coming to give a hand. It's a beautiful thing to be a part of. So I really, as a woman, I don't suggest that you would get caught up into the doctrinal issues of someone saying, what do you believe here? How do you believe about that? You know, well, what it's like, where's the verse in scripture for that? No, hey, check out this sister show, whatever, what is tonight, August the 8th, you know, write that down. That's how we believe, you know, and moving into the next,
if you want to say the next topic, but keeping unity as our focus, sisters. What we're really built on, and the foundation that we're building on, is such a strength in Christ that our unity can't be shaken. You can't come and shake our unity. I'll give you an example, and this happens many, many times, but the most current example. Sister Diane has a connection and relationship with a woman who is in great need of deliverance. She spent much time, you know, counseling her and just offering her support and also admonishments of where she needs to be or the changes she needs to make. So Sister Diane, being a wife of Elder Becker, filled with the Holy Spirit since 1986, my sisters, 1986, living set apart for 20 years, living at this community 20 years. This is a woman that I could put my trust in. I'm just giving this as an example because I could literally pick the sisters on this land and say the same thing, but Diane happened to be involved in this situation. So she's in communication with a woman that she's offering her help to. That's what we do day in and day out, is help each other. And it changes you. It changes your nature. It changes how you think. So this woman is very determined to stay the way she is, not offering or not receiving the advice that she was given. So she called me, and I don't know any details about Diane and her relationship. Okay, so now I'm taking y'all to a whole different aspect of sister-to-sister relationships, okay? So now you have this third party that's calling me. I'm sorry, this other party that's calling me. It's my very first time, to my knowledge. And she's called into this show before, but I've never personally talked to her. So she calls me, and she wants to try to get me to speak to Sister Diane, to try to get Diane to speak to her again. Now, I don't have to know all the intricacies of what happened, because I know my sister Diane. I know the life that she's living, the sacrifice that she's given, the determination that she has, and the strength that she brings to body. So you're not going to penetrate that. And I'm using this example so that you too, each of you, will have that camaraderie right where you are. So this sister, Jennifer, this woman, is trying to get me to sway my judgment, or at least me saying I'm not getting involved in what Diane has told you. And I'm also not going to ask any details because I am going to, you're not going to shake me from my position with my sister. Whatever she's told you to do is right, and you need to do it. Well, she didn't like it, and she would not receive the instruction that I was telling her to do, how messed up her mind really is, how much deliverance she really needs. She's borderline possessed. And I really don't understand how she functions in society with that much mental illness and torment. And I'm trying to reach her and give her direct, concrete, I mean, I'm not speaking foreign. Anyone could understand. And she's interjecting. She's not allowing me to speak. She's not listening. So I can already tell that Diane made the right decision and disconnecting fellowship with you. So I hang up on her, which is, I think, the first time I've ever had to hang up on a sister ever, with the exception of some, you know, someone that might call the ministry that's a hater of Yah that I'm not going to tolerate. But this woman, name in the name of Christ, and you're not listening to a well-seasoned elder's wife, now you're going to get in my ear trying to shake me. It's not going to happen. I'm not shaking from my friendships and my sisterhood that I have, and I pray y'all all have that strength. So now she's reached out to even a third party, which is another, community, and made a little statement to try to penetrate there as well. And you know what's going to happen when this type of spirit makes its rounds? You're always going to get taken right back to the source. No one's going to budge. It'd be like somebody saying, well, Elder Becker said this, this, and this. You know, Elder Rufus said this, this, and that. No, you go to Elder. You handle it with Elder. You know, don't be coming asking nosy questions, wondering about how this happened and why this happened. We're not budging. You're talking about a family here that's been living over 20 years together, that sacrifices their lives together. You're not going to penetrate it, Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, this is why it's so important when Pastor teaches about coming out of her. He always talks about you have to come out in your mind first. Your mind has to be the first thing to change. You know, we had a woman that was in fellowship with us a while ago, and this particular woman, you know, when we first met her, she had a problem with natural family members, had a problem with their son, which I can understand if you're, you know, on the path to living righteously. I can understand that. But she also had a problem with her apartment complex. So she moves, you know, Yah hears her request and he allows her to move. So she moves to Georgia. All of a sudden she starts having problems with the saints. You know, and all this time, it's always somebody else. This is what they did. And there are accusations that are going forward, but never looking at herself, you know. And so so she starts having problems with the saints, and then she isolates herself from particular saints, and then I connect her with someone else. And then she has a problem with this other trusted saints. Now, these are all trusted saints. You know, at what point do you stop and question yourself instead of accusing everybody else? At what point do you stop and look at yourself? But this is what happens when you come out of her and your mind is still in a carnal state. So you have to change your mind first and foremost. You know, you have to look at yourself. You can change locations all you want to, but if your mind is still not ready to be changed, you're still not able to look at yourself, then it's really not going to do any good to change physical locations. Sister Ashley?
Very sound words. I want to read an email now, and I hope this is inspiring those of you who wonder about our community, you know, what it's like. And this is an assembly, as I said earlier, in Houston, Texas, and this is the, I would call her chief sister, because she's married to the head of that assembly, Brother Greg. Brother Greg is the brother of our Elder Mitch, and Elder Mitch did a wonderful job. You can check out the YouTube channel Straightway Texas, or Straightway Kentucky East, I should say, used to be Texas, for him. But just a mighty work that the Most High is doing, and I really wanted to praise His holy name for what He is doing in Texas. I'm really in awe of it, and not surprised at all, but I'm very thankful. And so here's this email that kind of answers some of the questions about their gathering and their fellowshipping together. Once again, it's how do we believe, right? Well, here's your answer. It says, Shalom and many blessings to Deacon Bell's household. Shalom, shalom, Sister Ashley. It's an honor for me to share with you more about our fellowship that we have right here in Houston, Texas. So the first question that I had asked her when I had asked her to email me, I just did a real short email, just some kind of like questions that she could answer. She didn't have to, you know, of course, get permission from your husband to give out the information. So I was really, really grateful for the amount of information she was able to give me and the detail of it. So here it goes. My first question I had asked her was, how many saints gather weekly in Houston? And what is the experience like? So she said, Texas is a big state, and there are a couple of other close-by states that have saints who attend. We receive saints from Houston, the majority. We receive saints from Austin, San Antonio, Dallas, Nacogdoches. I hope I'm saying that correct. If you're from Texas, you might laugh at me if I didn't. But it's the Texas cities. And she says, and also from the states of Louisiana and Oklahoma. So consistently every Sabbath, we will for sure have between 50 to 70 saints, including children. Now let's pause here for a second. Jennifer, this is not a, what do they call those, mega church. These are holy, set apart, remnant saints. Okay, so your numbers are going to be way different. But the phenomenon is that you have 50 to 70 saints gathering in one room
or in one home and or on one land, etc., as we're coming out together, the Great Awakening, right? So for sure, they have between 50 to 70 saints, including children, every Shabbat. If everyone that belongs to the assembly were to actually show up all at once from far and near, then we'll receive more like 70 to 90 saints every Shabbat. The experience is pretty awesome because we're able to host Yah's people and help them in counsel, deliverance, healing, understanding, baptism, and great fellowship, developing a bond as Israelites. Jennifer, your thoughts so far?
Sister Ashley, that is amazing. You know, when you think about those numbers, and like you said, from a home fellowship, when you look at the fact that it's a home fellowship, think of having 70 to 90 people in your home. You know, it completely changes the effect of the letter. It completely changes your mindset. Like you said, it's not a mega church. Go ahead, Sister Ashley.
Awesome. So the next question was, I'd asked her, was who cooks? And she answered, well, the sisters are on a weekly rotation concerning the cook schedule for our Shabbats. Mama Brenda usually sends out a cook calendar every 3 months or so with details on the status of each household and who will be cooking every week for Shabbat, who's in purification, and we use that word as, you know, a woman who has given birth, so she would be unable to cook, and she says the whole nine yards. So she labeled the Houston, Texas cooks as our sisters, Sister Louisa, Sister Carell, Sister Laura, Sister Megan, Sister Malia, Mama Brenda, Sister Catherine, and where they're from, which is Northeast Houston Sisters, Southwest Houston Sisters, and East Houston Old Faithful Sisters, she calls them. But nevertheless, the assembly of the main home will take a meal, and then other sisters from off or out of that home actually take meals as well. So y'all understand the planning and the logistics of feeding the saints is, you know, it's a task. And it should be acknowledged, and a special thank you to you, Mama Brenda, and every sister who is doing it, and I hope you're doing it with complete joy for the Father. It says, we also have many other sisters who are faithful in the assembly that will cook extra sides to bring, make desserts, bring drinks as well. Brothers will bring utensils, bowls, plates, forks, spoons, cups, paper towels, etc. We literally feast every Shabbat. Awesome, huh, Sister Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. It is awesome, Sister Ashley. You know, it's great when you can come together and everything is not falling on one person. That, again, there's unity. I remember when we went to D.C. for the meeting, and there was one particular sister, you know, she was brand new, and she said, wow, she said, this is amazing. Y'all work together and you clean up. So, you know, in the world, people come together, and then when everything is done and over with, they just leave, and they leave you with a mess. But in the faith, it's completely different. So, again, the unity is amazing to hear about in this letter.
Hallelujah. And please have it in your heart to always clean up. You know, those of us who have been here have done it for years, and we will continue to do it. But after Shabbats, we have a very small amount of sisters who clean up and stick behind, kind of like faithful Sister Charita. You know, it's everyone wants to hang out. Everyone wants to do the work of the flesh. But for the work of the kingdom and the service of the kitchen and the cleaning up and the tidying up, you're not going to see the mass majority of women get up off their asses to help. And it's sad. It's sad. So I hope that we would all be a little bit more self-motivated to do things for each other after a great letter like this. So the next question was, how do you celebrate the Sabbath? What's it like? And she said, before the assembly grew to the size that it is now, I remember, pause if you're just tuning in, this is a straightway fellowship. This is a fellowship that is completely submitted to Pastor Dow and the straightway community here in Tennessee, as well as connected to the other ministries and community heads. And other elders, of course. So it says, before the assembly grew to the size that it is now, we were fellowshipping in our home that would comfortably fit 50 to 70 people. Once we started to get bigger and bigger, we needed a bigger space. Currently, we have a Sabbath service at a hotel 7 miles from the house for the time being. We were blessed by Yah to not only find a bigger space, but we also get the entire area to ourselves without having to share it with other people that are trying to book space. So they have a kitchen area, they have a projector screen with a projector to watch the full Shabbat service with no extra charge. She says, Yah is good. So that's a pretty awesome experience. Okay, then she says, Brother Greg always addresses all the saints with any updates or concerns that has to deal with the fellowship. He exhorts the saints before Straightway airs the actual Shabbat broadcast. Afterwards, we watch Shabbat service. Houston Assembly can't wait for praise and worship. All of us in unison are on one accord, worshiping our Father. Hallelujah. We prepare to receive the word of Yah from our shepherd, Pastor Dow. And once the message is over, Brother Gregory will go over the Sabbath message that Pastor gave and what really stuck out, along with answering questions. So let's pause there for a second, because she's also going to continue on how they celebrate the Sabbath, and hopefully this has given you an idea of how you should be celebrating. It is a feast, the Sabbath of Yah. And so I liked, Spiritual Combat had done a video. It was my very first time getting a close-up look to the Houston Assembly, and Brother Greg spoke so well and treating the brothers, speaking soundly, clearly, very direct. It was just beautiful, giving guidance, giving encouragement. It was just really beautiful. So I acknowledge him and thank the Father for him and the work that he's doing. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley, I did see that. And like you said, the instruction was very sound, very needed. And, you know, those saints there really, truly are blessed because they have an opportunity to not only hear the word, but they also have an opportunity to make sure that they understand what they're receiving. So they're in an awesome position, an awesome position. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. So the letter goes on. It says, we then fellowship until the food is served. The sisters work diligently leading up to the Sabbath to prepare a meal for Yah's people. We have dinner, desserts, music, fellowship, counsel, deliverance for those who desire it, and a collective prayer over the food, of course, a prayer over the assembly, our shepherd, and the children. It's truly a feast that we get to enjoy every Sabbath. So we have the hotel from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So at that time, we gather up to depart. Some go home for the most, but the fellowshipping does not stop. Many saints come straight back to the main home of the assembly, which is Brother Gregory's home, right down the street, for more fellowshipping. We perform more counseling, deliverances, and healings. Once arriving back home, we get right back into praise and worship to Yahweh. Hallelujah. During this time, saints are getting set free through deliverance or the laying on of hands. We have so many testimonies of Yah's goodness and his faithfulness. It is so encouraging. Recently, we had a brand new sister by the name of Sister Lacey get healed from 4 damaged herniated discs in her back. A few months ago, a brother's mother was healed from lupus, and she called into Blog Talk about her testimony. Evening and past sundown, saints will be at our home until 12 a.m. or 2 a.m., and some just remain and spend the night or the whole weekend with us. Truly a family. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. It truly is a family. And, you know, if you are blessed to be able to attend a fellowship, or even if you're just now listening for the first time, it would really bless you to contact the dining hall and see if there are any home fellowships in your location, in your area, because you know, if you're on your own, you're not going to be able to reach that same level of unity. So if this is your first time listening or you just started listening, you know, make sure that you do your due diligence and look through the website, go through the YouTube page, Pastor Dow's videos, and watch all of those. Sign up for his Patreon account and watch the videos, but make sure that you get connected physically with a home fellowship. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. So she says, more details. Let's hear more. It says, here at Straightway Texas, we mimic the example seen before us at the main hub of Straightway Tennessee. In our home, the main assembly home, we have 7 adults and 1 baby that live here together. My master and the head of the fellowship is Brother Gregory Polidor, Jr. We have Brother Jason. We have single brothers like Brother Elliot, Brother Josiah, Brother Miguel. We have myself, Sister Carell Polidor, and Sister Lucia Mathis. They are the sisters of the home. And, of course, the latest addition to our family, Gregory Yashirun Polidor. He goes by Yashirun in Isaiah 44. We live communally in the home. The sisters create the weekly meal plan for the house, and they do the grocery shopping. We eat together, and we eat the same thing. No one is their own here. All of the working brothers work well together, placing the funds into one pot, and they still support Elder Mitchell Polidor and Deacon Josh Gorman of our Straightway Kentucky East home, our real home. Hallelujah. We have many new faithful, serious saints that are in the fellowship now, and as it seems, Yah is not done with Texas. Our sisterhood has blossomed here at the Houston Assembly, from the young to the old. Yah is truly sending serious-minded sisters this way. We make ourselves vulnerable and open up about what is tormenting us. We seek out counsel and deliverance. We are truly loving one another through correction, by encouraging one another, and making ourselves friendly. The brothers of the assembly go without saying. They are so transparent with one another, and they talk straight to each other. Sisters are striving to get there. Brother Gregory is constantly on the brethren about being the example for the women and the children. He also continues to push exactly what Elder Mitchell was pushing down here, and that is togetherness. Iron sharpens iron. Be an asset to Israel and not a liability and a hindrance. He does not sway in any way from what this ministry teaches. It's an honor to be able to gather at a time like this, to be able to meet up and call on the name of Yah. Pastor often quotes, "Those without us wouldn't be made perfect." How true that statement is. That is how you know we have a real Jeremiah 3:15 shepherd. Hallelujah. We need each other. We cannot grow spiritually without being sharpened by one another. Spiritual growth increases when you live amongst the saints, when you're able to be servants to one another, when you're able to be inconvenienced for one another, when you are able to give up your own selfish lusts for the betterment of the whole. To be a part of a home fellowship and a community is a great honor that should be taken very seriously. And my master always says, I can't see living any other way. Bless you, Sister Ashley. I love you too and everything you do for the ministry. Thank you for being a great example for us sisters to look up to. Blessings to your master's home and to all of Straightway. The King is coming. Sister Carell B. Polidor, Straightway Ministry, Texas Assembly. Very well written, very motivating, hopefully provoking. Sister Jennifer, what's your thoughts on the letter?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley, it's very well written. And, you know, one word comes to mind is that word is trust. And when you have a relationship with Yah, you can trust Yah's people. And from that letter, there's a great level of trust there. And that's how it should be when you live communally. You know, you should have trust. Like she said, the women, they're able to be vulnerable. You know, they're able to talk about their weaknesses so that they can get the deliverance that they need. But it's because of trust. When you have a true relationship with Yah, then you can trust his people. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. So my sisters, I want to open up the phone calls. It'll be a short show. If you don't call in, I'm going to go to a break. Giving you the guest call in now. It's 310-982-4226. I have some other things that I, you know, desire to share, but because it's so off topic, we'll just keep this topic for the show. I know it gets named and titled and placed on YouTube, and I just don't want to mix it up tonight, so we keep it straight. Phone lines open, 310-982-4226. I'm going to go to a ministry break, and I have a 931 number. You are in the caller crew. You've been there for a little while, so if you still desire to be there, if you have a question or anything to share, a thank you, a testimony, we'll take it when we get right back. If you didn't mean to press 1, then you'll need to hang up and call right back. All right, got to press 1 if you want to talk to us tonight. Bless you. Be right back.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. I have area code 931. I'm going to pull you up. Hallelujah. 931, you're live. Shalom, shalom. 931, you listening? You have a question? All right, cutting you back off. I pray that each of us are being greatly edified and really, really clinging to the Father in these last days. I also want to encourage everyone who lives communally that, you know, you have a goal. You have a vision, and you're walking it out. So Jennifer, you live in a communal home. What's the encouragement would you give to sisters that are living the life and living communally? And I know sometimes it's easy to get caught up in self and the things you got to work on, but you wanna encourage them, Sister Jennifer, that they are being obedient to the vision and the calling. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. I'm actually going to speak based on something that you stated in the YouTube video that you and Sister Jordan put out. It was a very good video speaking on the female bond. And Sister Ashley, you said that, you know, you don't want to put up walls that would hinder someone else overcoming their own walls. So if you have unresolved issues from the past, if you have problems trusting other women, then you want to go ahead and resolve that because you don't want to hinder somebody else that may come in with the same issue, you know. So you want to make sure that you take care of the walls that you put up, that you get the deliverance that you need so that you can be there to help set your sister free. Sister Ashley, you also said that, you know, that no one from without should be able to penetrate the bond that you have with your sisters. And that requires you to really know your sister. You have to know the character of your sister. I know right now that if anyone comes to me talking about, you know, any of my sisters here, I'm going to know my sister so well that I'll know what's true and what's not automatically, just because I know those that labor among me. I know my sisters very well. And so that's why we have to get to a point where we can know one another, so that you can't have somebody from without just come in and penetrate that bond and try to break that bond down. So that was very good advice. And, you know, those are the two things that I think that we should really, really focus on. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And you want to live in such a way that your mistakes and your, you know, the glory of Yah in you is easily seen. You know, it's, and you're not, your relationships are going to be built on strength and covering one another, you know, picking up the slack for one another, knowing when someone has a need and filling it for her. And when you build those type of bonds, really knowing those that labor amongst you, that's how nobody can come up against that, you know. You're not going to come at me and say, anyone from the Clarksville Assembly is, let's say, gossiping, slandering, tailbearing, doing those things. I should know that each one of them don't do that, you know, because it should be in their character not to do it. You understand? So if you live your life in a manner that is upright before the Father, then false accusations will not stand, you know. Let's go to North Carolina. Area code 910. 910, you're live. Thanks for the call. Shalom, 910.
Is it me?
It's you. Did
Hello?
You mean to speak to us? Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I just want to say first, I really appreciate what you're doing. This is my first time actually listening in, and I'm sorry. I have so many questions, but I'm going to try to just focus on this couple of things. I live out here in very, very rural North Carolina. I actually live back in the woods alone with my two cats, and there is no one around here that is following y'all. Everyone is still caught up in the Babylonian system, the Sunday worship and all, and so I feel very, very alone a lot of times, even though I know that Yah is always with me. I had one friend that I considered this lady my best friend. I'm 54, and she's much older than me. And I really considered her my best friend, but because of some issues, and don't get me wrong, I have issues, and that'll be my next question, is how to get deliverance. But because of her hurtful words, there's been a bridge, you know, like, well, a breach put between us, and we don't even communicate anymore. She's the only person that I know around here that keeps Sabbath and follows y'all, but I just don't understand. You know, I thought she was my best friend, and now I feel like I don't have anybody, and I have a lot of issues myself that I need deliverance from, and I don't know how to do that.
Well, hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling us. First of all, taking the time out of your day to listen and to follow us. I wanna encourage you and give you hope. I wanna say first that the word says that two can't walk together unless they be agreed. So the separation, though there's emotions and feelings attached that really weigh you down, the separation can really bring about the glory of Yah in you, because through that separation you can be more like Christ. A lot of times we have bonds that will evilly affect us and keep us bound, you know, because there can't be fellowship between two people that are living two separate lives without some sort of evil influence. So right now you're feeling the impact of that separation, but I encourage you to continue to walk with the Father for your own soul's sake. And this is a journey for your soul. You have a huge support team. If you want to commit your life to the Father, and if you want to serve Him and be free and really do it with your whole heart, you'll have a family like you've never had before, and you won't have a void of this woman or anyone ever leaving you or forsaking you. You must acknowledge the truth in hopes to be godly. That's your first admonishment I'd like to share with you, is you must acknowledge the truth in hopes to be godly. You must acknowledge the truth about your ways and your errors, your sins, your transgressions and iniquities, and you must walk in the newness of life to be renewed in strength. So in order to get deliverance, Sister Jennifer, can you handle that? Go ahead, answer her and give her some direction.
And I'm writing
yes,
down and saying it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You know, Sister Ashley brought up a very good point that, you know, there has to be a full commitment to Yah. And if you fully commit to Yah, then you have a family. You know, we may be scattered, but you do have a family. And you've always have the Most High as well. And, you know, sometimes things happen that may be painful. But like she said, the separation is needed, and the separation is necessary at times. If there's someone in your life and you're not in agreement, then Yah is going to remove those people for a reason. As far as deliverance and your location, you know, as far as where you are, send an email to straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com, and we'll communicate more, and we'll see, we'll talk more about deliverance, and then we'll see how to go from there. StraightwayHelpMeets@gmail.com.
StraightwayHelpMeets@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And we'll just.
I'm sorry, I was going to say, what's your name? I didn't want her to hang up. Forgive me, Jennifer. What's your name, sister?
My name is Barbara.
Barbara, thank you so much. And what's.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm in Pembroke, North Carolina.
All right, Pembroke, North Carolina.
This is home of the Lumbee Indian. We have our own tribal council down here.
All right. So is it okay if I share your phone number with a faithful sister we have in North Carolina?
Yes, please do that.
All right, and I'll share this with you.
I sent a text to this number. I don't know if you're able to get a text to this number with my email.
No.
That if you could, you know, give my email to any sister that would like to communicate with me. I really long for friendship with sisters. I've always had problems with women. Women have seemed they're. I never looked at myself as being all that, you know, like some beauty queen or whatever. But women have had a tendency to always be jealous of me. And so it's been very difficult for me.
Barbara?
Yes?
I actually understand personally your struggle and all the emotions, but you've never been tightly knitted to righteous women, so that's what's going to make a big difference. I'm going to go to the next phone caller. I have your phone number. I'm going to share it, but you're not able to send any text to this phone number. It's not a personal number. It's within our computer system. So if you'll wait for that call or send us an email, as Jennifer said, at straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com, if you'll follow that instruction, you can send your email there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
And shalom. All right, let's go to D.C. Sister Alex, faithful Alex, bless you, sister. Shalom.
Bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to call. I have two things to say, if I can.
Of course.
So next week is actually like my 1 year sister to sister call in anniversary. So I had to call in this week because that phone call, I called and I asked about how to be a woman, and you answered it for me. And then, you know, between Elder Becker and Pastor Dowell and Elder Rufus and all of them allowing me to come and be with you all, I've actually been able to do everything that you told me that Thursday, that fifth day back in 2018, 2018, And I just wanted to tell you guys how grateful I am. And I just want to reiterate this community thing. Like, I'm not even on one, but as you guys see, as much as I travel to be with you guys, I cannot imagine living another way. You cannot get the level of love and fellowship and vulnerability with sisters. It's like something that you long for your whole life, and then it's like, here it is. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody who endured me, because in the world, I always wanted to be a helper. I was always, you know, pushed to the side or not given an opportunity, even inside the church for whatever reason. And I just thank you all for allowing me to help and then enduring me whenever I don't want to let go of the little thing that you gave me. So I just bless you all.
Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Sister Alex. Hey, give me a little testimony about what your experience is like, what you do. I mean, you jump from D.C. to Georgia to Tennessee, trying to get here every plane that flies this way. What's your experience with the women like?
It's just pure love. Like, there's really no, if you try to define love, like, I can't. It's you guys. Like, there's no judgment. And when you're really, not to say that we're all not striving, but when people see that you're being genuine and that you are trying to learn and that they give you opportunities to learn without handing you the lesson that you need, I think that's where I feel the most love, because I do ask a lot of questions, and I know that I'm assuming that everybody knows that my questions are questions that I have tried to thoroughly get the answer for, and I'm still stuck. And then you guys still throw me a bone to make me work even harder to get it so that I can really come into the fullness of all of this, which makes me love you guys the more, and it makes me even love other sisters more, because the more that I can get from my lessons, and the more I know I'll be able to help the next person in the event they come across my path. So,
hallelujah. Beautiful. Very well said. We love you. We'll see you soon. Georgia will see you first, but I'll see you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you all.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless you. Sister Ashley, can I say something?
Of course.
I just want to say, Sister Alex has been so gracious, during this meeting that we had with D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and opening her home. Sister Alex and Sister Tawana and, the Baltimore sisters, they truly labored to make this thing happen. Sister Alex is like she's my under-pressure event planner. She's part of like a personal shopper team. You know, we go shopping together and get everything that we need for Israel. And it's always just such a pleasure to be able to just have her service. And I'm so grateful to know you, Sister Alex. Bless you.
Glory, hallelujah. I had already muted her when you said, could you say something? I didn't know it was pertaining to her call. So I know she's still smiling and listening. Bless you, Sister Alex. Y'all are gonna really get a kick out of this fact right here. Y'all ready? Drum roll. It's August the 8th. There are, let's round around to say, 30 days in every month. We know some of them have 31. Okay. In 240 days of the Roman year, from January till now, Elder Becker's taken 1,300 calls. One man, 240 days, 1,300 calls, with a family, with a community, with a life, with sleep that he needs to get, with duties he's got to get, with, feast days, organization, logistics. It bless his soul. Keep him lifted, of course, because the strength he has is not his own, right? And the strength that he needs, we can pray and call on. So I bless him and thank him for that. 240 days, 1,300 calls. Jennifer?
Wow. Sister Ashley, I have no words. Just wow.
Wow. Yes. Somebody said, wait, 1,300? Yes. Wow. That's what we're saying. We're literally declaring to you that we have hundreds of guests that we love and adore. We have hundreds, here we go, 1,300, thousands of calls. We live a very sacrificed life. Day in, day out, year after year, we don't go anywhere. We're standing with y'all. We're still fasting and praying. That's why it's so important to really take heed to those that the Father has initiated his strength through, you know. And to, as I go back to the lady who tried to, you know, get me to side with her rather than a sister who is already established, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to say it over and over again, and I hope that in your hearts you have that same strength, that you know what's true and false about each sister, and you're not going to waver. You know, we have friendships amongst sisters that I'm not going to penetrate. I can't walk up to that friendship and lie about one or the other and them listen to me. That's the kind of unity we have. You're not going to find it on the face of the earth. You're just not, because the Spirit of Yah is moving here, and he's dwelling amongst us to gather us for his return, and he's faithful. Jennifer, end the show.
Bless you, daughters of Zion. You know, we really have to consider our unity. We have to consider how important our unity is, and it's there for a reason, and we can't allow, like Sister Ashley said, we can't allow anybody to penetrate that unity, including ourselves. And so we have to be willing to look at ourselves, to look at our where we fall short, and not be so quick to point the finger at everybody else. I just want to read what you opened up with, Sister Ashley. Did you have any more words?
No, ma'am. Please read it. Bless y'all, sisters.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall fall utterly. But they that wait upon Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Shalom.
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.